Moving on, Iran has called for an immediate end to the Saudi war on Yemen. Iranian deputy foreign minister told the UN envoy to Yemen that Iran believes in political solutions in the crisis. Hossein Amir Abdullahian said that Saudi attacks should be stopped and the siege of Yemen must be lifted immediately. He also said Tehran keeps close cooperation with the UN and supports fair solutions at the ongoing talks in Oman. Ismail Sheikh Ahmed appreciated Iran's efforts to resolve the issue. He said the talks in Oman are making progress. Sheikh Ahmed added that a draft initiative has been prepared and Yemeni parties are set to comment on its terms. UN envoy and Yemeni parties are engaged in negotiations in the Omani capital, Muscat, to discuss a political solution to the crisis in Yemen. Saudi Arabia has defied all calls to end its offensive on Yemen. Joining us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, is activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti. Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the outcome of the ongoing negotiations taking place in Muscat, and of course the calls by regional countries, especially Iran, for the Saudis to halt the attacks on the impoverished people of Yemen.
There isn't a clear idea of what's happening in Muscat, but according to some sources, like that, things are going really well, and both sides who are in Muscat with the help of the Omanian are getting closer to have an agreement about the next stage of peace in Yemen. And as you mentioned, that Iran has always called for to stop the blockade and to stop the war against Yemen. And Iran always believed that any solution in Yemen should be between Yemenis only, without any outside interference. But we know that the Saudi, they are the one who started the war against Yemen. And we've seen now their allies or coalition controlled almost now 3 to 4 cities in south of Yemen. And we've seen in recent day that Al-Qaeda came back to those areas, for example, in Aden and Lahj. And just yesterday, 2 days ago to 3 days ago, Popular Committee has withdrawn from Zunjubar Abyan. And just yesterday, Al-Qaeda has entered the city and has controlled the key government building across that city. So it shows you that the only solution for Al-Qaeda, it was the Ansarullah, the Houthi Popular Committee, working side by side with Yemeni army. And they've cleared Zunjubar months ago. It was one of the strongest hold of Al-Qaeda in Abyan. And now Al-Qaeda is back under the cover of the Saudi war machine.
Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, the Saudis have implemented a siege on Yemen, which has further exacerbated the humanitarian situation there. Would you say that the response of the international community has been quite slow with also just not only removing the siege on Yemen, but also trying to halt the bloodshed and the death of innocent Yemenis as well?
I mean, of course, the international community has been quiet about what's happening in Yemen. And we've seen that resolution 2216 that came after the Saudi war against Yemen, it didn't condemn this war against Yemen. Neither it gave it a green light to attack Yemen. But it has thanked the Saudi about what they're doing like in Yemen. And since then, we haven't seen any help from the international committee. There is a kind of media blackout used by the Saudi because they don't allow journalists to come into Yemen. And any journalist who have to go through Saudi airport when they come to Yemen, and they have refused many entrance to Yemen. And we've seen that the United States, Britain, and France, and many EU countries like Italy, they benefit from this war because we've seen during this 5 months one of the largest arms deals between the Saudi Gulf state and those country in the West. So I think as long as they making money from this war, they will not stop. They will keep supporting the Saudi. And as well, we're hearing now that the Saudi will try to, they want to set a new central bank in Aden. And there are rumors they want to print a new money in Yemen. They don't want us to use riyal that we're using now. So they definitely, they don't care about what's happening in Oman at this point. They just want to keep destroying our country. If they couldn't do by war, they're going to do it now through this printing a new type of money, and as well moving the central bank to a different area they control.
Thank you very much, sir. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.